DJ Radish!
Sick beats!
Wicked sick!
Hello! Happy Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome to Sick Beats. I'm DJ Radish, and you're tuned in to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. It is 4 o'clock now on February 5th, 2025. And is anyone else, like, having the worst week ever? Because I feel like there's, like, some bad energy going around. I mean, there's a lot of bad things going around. There's the flu, there's apparently norovirus, but also just, like, there's just, like, bad things happening. And it just, you know, sometimes you get into, like, a crazy funk and you can't get out of it. And that's where I am right now. I'm being vulnerable with you all and sharing that. So if anyone's feeling the same way, you're not alone. It's just one of those weeks, I guess. And I'm really trying to climb myself out of it. I started a puzzle earlier, so that's always good. That always, you know, helps. Except then when I separated the pieces, it was like the edge pieces were all this white, the same shade of white with nothing different on it. I was like, right, that sounds about right for this week. Yeah, but that's okay. We keep moving and something good will happen. Meg and I keep saying, like, we're gonna get good karma. Like, we're gonna keep doing good tasks and someday the good karma will come back to us.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So, like, it'll be good eventually. And for now, let's listen to music because that always makes me feel better. I do apologize because as I was in my bad mood this week, I may have put together some sad songs for today. But they're not just, like, sad songs. They're, like, sad songs that make you feel something. Like, I'd always rather at least feel something, even if it's a really deep emotion. That's okay. So we're going to start with this track called Is It All Over by Vivian Riley, which I just think is so beautifully written, even if it is sad. Just give it a chance.
Boy, when my lungs give out, when the western drought be the last of water, all but the swimming pool on the Vegas Strip by the Eiffel Tower. And when they run out of names for hurricanes, will they start over? And will the Arctic have a baseball park and a field of clover? Ooh, is it all over? Do you think they'll ship us off to the mines on Mars and make us work there? If they do, will the towns have bars and amusement stores and a Warby Parker? If there's bars in the mining towns where bands fly up to play for the Rovers, will it be a door deal or a guarantee or tips and exposure? Ooh, is it all over? Sir, I can't wait to mine for lithium in the name of Prime. Yes, ma'am, if I get enough, then I'll come back and I'll make you mine. Ooh, is it all over? walking outside, labyrinthian over cracks along under the trees. I know this town grounded in a compass, cardinal landing in the dogwood. I keep going over it over and over. My steps iterate my shame. How come every outcome such a come down? Lately afternoon with the shades drawn down. Kept saying I just wanna see it. Saying what's wrong with that? Needle shaking outlines in a compass. Every outcome such a come down. So I did just what I wanted. So I drove through with it. I knew happiness when I saw it. I saw your boyfriend at the Port Authority. Sort of fucked up place. Well, so I averted my stride on a quick one. It's coming back from going over your. I feel like we could forget about it. I feel like I could mellow out. I don't feel undone in a big way. There's nothing really bad to be upset about. When I thought I was getting better, I woke up on the ground. An appointment or disappointment. Step back on the come down. If I needed a reminder, oh, I do only what I wanna. So I go through with it. Walking out in the nighttime, springtime, needling my way home. I saw Leah on the bus a few months ago. I saw some old friends at her funeral. My steps keep splitting my grief through these solipsistic moods. I should call my parents when I think of them. Should tell my friends when I love them. But maybe I should have gone out a bit more. When you guys are still in town, I got too caught up. How every outcome such come down. And I knew it when I saw it. Oh, I did just what I wanted. So I go through with it. I knew happiness when I saw it.
Love. me down, down, down. I feel so sensitive. It's hard to live when everything gets me down.
Hi guys, I'm back. It is 4:12. If you just tuned in, welcome. Hopefully you didn't hear that. If you have been here, you may have heard that technical difficulty, which was in fact my MacBook just shutting down out of nowhere. It just went black. And was I right? Something's in the air. I'm having a rough week. I told you all, I warned you, so please don't get upset. You all had informed consent. And we're gonna try to fix it. I have a different computer set up now. However, it's very slow, so I don't know. You know, I could just turn this into a podcast if we want, but I think you don't want that. And I personally think I'd rather listen to music. Oh my goodness, it's so slow. Is it even playing? So many questions, so little answers.
Turn it up.
Well, right now it's. Oh, is this a touch screen?
We might have some music going
on. All right, guys, give me just a second. Everyone, please be brave. Please be patient.
Stay calm.
Let's all say a little prayer together.
DJ Radish will be back, and better than ever.
Well, we might not get to hear the rest of that song. Unfortunately, Spotify said no. They don't want to hear Tough Love by Flight and Laura Marling. Let's go over the other songs we heard since we're here together and we have some time. The first one we heard was Is It All Over by Viv and Riley. Meg, you liked that song, right?
Yeah, I loved that song.
Meg said she loved that song, so I hope you guys did too. We also heard Old Friends by Pine Grove. And then we heard Tough Love by Flight and Laura Marling. Okay. Something's happening. We're gonna try this. Everyone, stay tuned with me. I'm hearing music. Okay, this is Forgotten Eyes by Big Thief. Thank you so much.
Plants in the fossils of earth, and they've long passed.
So, welcome back once again. So, after we got it working, the desktop actually decided it was time for an update. Maybe it's like a Mac issue.
It might be.
It might be.
But right now, it's a Nora issue.
Right. Wow, you just exposed DJ Radish's identity.
Oh my god. Has that never been done before?
No.
Okay, wait, you did not hear that. It's a DJ Radish problem, and that might be a me problem.
That's so funny. So anyway, back to the talk show. Meg and I like to call this the Late Night Laddie Show, even though it's 4 p.m.
4 p.m.
But that's what you're getting today, because technology is not on our side.
Yeah, while we wait for the computer to restart, Nora, what's on your mind right now?
Oh my gosh, so many things. Polar bears make me really sad.
Oh yeah.
What's on your mind?
Like the flu.
Yeah. Oh yeah, give your shout out.
Yeah, oh my god, actually, the flu's trying to bring us down, but it's not gonna work. Viridescent Acapella, if you hear me, we're competing in the ICCA on Saturday, if anyone knows anything about Pitch Perfect. We kind of do that, and it's kind of pretty awesome. So look us up. We have some music out and some music videos and some awesome, cool people. All right.
So cool. That's really awesome. I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
What a crazy week. Like, I literally told you all. It's something's out to get me. Us. All of us.
All of us.
I don't know.
All we can hope is tomorrow's a better day.
Exactly. I think I have the music back up and running. Let's just go over that one more time. We did just hear Forgotten Eyes by Big Thief until we heard the and then everything stopped. So if you liked what you heard before that, that was Big Thief. And now we're going to listen to Sheep by Mountjoy. And everyone just cross your fingers that your listening experience isn't interrupted. Okay.
Maybe I was born in the wrong skin, but those sheep are rolling in the this happen or something I shouldn't do? Yeah, that was a close one. Yeah, that was a close one. We were really going through it. Guess we dodged another bullet. We know that we're happier. Careful. Don't come any closer. Go home or stay on the sofa. Let's go dancing, fall asleep in my room. This can't happen. Guess I'll just see you soon. Yeah, that was a close one. A close one. We were really going.
church today, laid down in the pews. I don't trust the Bible, I'm just trying to relate to you. Fear the anchor you tied to your hands. Doing things you hate, I'll do the same, so I can understand why you wear white and you have sex with boys you don't like to hide. The mess you way too high, hunch over, no one's holding on to your hair, they just cheer you on. You'd like me more if I didn't care about you. You'd like me more if I didn't care about you.
That last track was You'd Like Me More by Axel and Lolo. Before that, we heard Tour by Molly Velasquez. That's one of my favorites. We also heard Close One by Fizz, requested by Meg. And up first was Sheep by Mountjoy. Things are starting to look up, everyone. Cross your fingers. I think we've got everything under control now. So thanks for sticking with it. By the way, you're tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, your better alternative. We wanted to come and chat with you guys a little bit about an upcoming holiday.
Oh, what is that, Nora?
I think it's called Valentine's Day.
But you know what, guys? Valentine's Day is not just for your lover. It is for your friends. Grab your gals, grab your pals, grab a treat, have some fun.
A charcuterie board.
Yeah,
it's important. A Valentine's charcuterie with, like, chocolate-covered strawberries.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Any holiday is an excuse to spoil your friends.
Totally.
That's what I think.
Yeah. I love to just, like, make
yourself
a fancy dinner for an occasion or for no occasion. Like, grab the girls, grab a beverage of choice.
A beverage?
Maybe a pink one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everything pink themed.
Yeah.
And that brings us to, what is everyone making for dinner these days? Like, These days. Like, what are you making?
These days. Well, Meg, personally, I've really been on the boat of our new Mediterranean bowls, which was like the rice and arugula, tzatziki, falafel. Oh my God, it's so good.
It's really good. And you know what? Trader Joe's has all of those things in stock for you.
We heart Trader Joe's.
But looking for a nice meal to cook on Valentine's Day. So if anyone has some ideas, please chat to us. We want to know.
Guys, my wonderful boyfriend is actually flying thousands of miles for Valentine's Day.
Thousands.
So, and probably spent thousands of dollars. Yeah. So I have to cook him a nice meal. So if anyone like has an idea of what says thank you for flying thousands of miles, you just let me know.
You can chat on the website.
Yeah, on the website.
You could also call in 802-656-4399.
Exactly. Call in anytime because you guys know we love to chat.
We love to chat.
And let us know also, should I turn this into a podcast?
Yeah, one of these days it's just going to be us talking for 40 minutes.
And
okay?
I know you
buckle
can't
in,
wait.
Get ready, be excited.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's listen to Declan McKenna because he's just awesome, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So this, I'm going to confess, I didn't know the song until I was making the playlist this week. I love Declan McKenna, but I am one to stick to his popular songs. And let's all expand our minds a little bit and try this one out. I think it's really amazing. It's called The Kids Don't... Why doesn't it show the full name of the song? The Kids Don't Want to Come Home by Declan McKenna. Yay! Thank you, Declan.
Enjoy.
I don't know what I want, if I'm completely honest. I guess I could start a war, I guess I could sleep on it. Yeah!
Well, they do now, don't they?
They don't!
You don't want to go home?
Then why did you write that whole song about it if we don't want to go home? You want us to go home, but why did you write the song about how the kids don't want to go home?
Because you felt like it.
I'm gonna dip out.
Seated in rows, knees and eyes closed, I felt pretty. In the shoes and the dress, confused by the rest, could he hear me? Lydia wears a cross, says she's never gonna take it off. We sit back to back, listening to Jesus Christ Superstar soundtrack. I'd be a believer if it was all just song and dance. I'd be a believer if I thought we had a chance. Eyes to the board, thoughts to our Lord. Diana, Miss Brown was keeping score. Vivian's holding on, but singing every single word wrong on the parade float. Just a child in a leotard beneath a technicolor dream coat. I'd be a believer.
What if we don't touch? What if we only talk about what we want and cannot have? And I'll throw a fit if it's all I can do, if it's the thought that counts. Let's think it through. so bite me on the shoulder, pull my hair, and let me touch you where I want to.
That last track was Drive and Drive by Hemlock. Before that, we heard Ankles by Lucy Dacus. Second was Lydia Wears a Cross by Julia Jacklin. And first was The Kids Don't Want to Come Home by Declan McKenna. Thanks again for tuning in, guys. I know it's been a bit of a crazy show, but we powered through, we stuck together, and we got to hear some good music. So at the end of the day, I'd say it was pretty good. I had a good time. We're going to do a quick little public service announcement. Are you ever guilty of accelerating when you see a traffic light turn from green to orange? Maybe you were running late for work and couldn't afford the delay, or maybe you thought you could make it through and misjudge the timing. Whatever the reason, running a red light is never okay. Running a red light usually results in a T-bone accident in which one car hits the side of another. These types of accidents are more dangerous than rear-end or frontal collisions because the sides of vehicles do not have as many protections, which can withstand the force of crash and minimize injury to the passenger. Every driver owes a duty of care to other drivers to use the road safely. This message was brought to you by your traffic law abiding DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. I have one more track for you guys today. It's getting late and starting to get a little bit dark here. So stay warm, stay cozy. Everyone have an awesome night. And this last one is I Know the End by Phoebe Bridgers.
Somewhere in Germany, but I can't place it. Man, I hate this part of Texas. Close my eyes, fantasize. Three clicks and I'm home. When I get back, I'll lay around. Then I'll get up and lay back down. Romanticize a quiet life. There's no place like my room. You had to go. I know, I know, I know. Like a wave that crashed and melted on the shore. Not even the burnouts are out here anymore. And you had to go. I know, I know, I know. Out in the park, we watched the sunset. Talking on a rusty swing set. After a while you went quiet and I got mean. I'm always pushing you away from me, but you come back with gravity. And when I call you come home, a bird in your teeth. So I gotta go. I know, I know. When the sirens sound, you'll hide under the floor. But I'm not gonna go down with my hometown in a tornado. I'm gonna chase it. I know, I know, I know. I gotta go now. I know, I know, I know. Driving out into the sun, let the ultraviolet cover me up. Went looking for a creation myth, ended up with a pair of cracked lips. Windows down, scream along to some America First rap country song. A slaughterhouse. Heater on, big bolt of lightning hanging.
take hold of my hand that I might understand you. Won't you please, oh, won't you give me love, give me love, give me peace on earth. Give me light, give me life, keep me free from birth. Give me hope, help me cope with this heavy load.